Chapter 15. A Portrait is Colored. Bailey took it between the eyes and tried not to show it. Presumably, living as they did, Salarians considered one another's private lives to be sacrosanct. Questions concerning marriage and children were in bad taste. He supposed then that chronic quarreling could exist between husband and wife and be a matter into which curiosity was equally forbidden. But even when murder had been committed, would no one commit the social crime of asking the suspect if she quarreled with her husband, or of mentioning the matter if they happened to know of it? Well, Liebig had. Bailey said, "What did the quarrels concern?"
"You had better ask her, I think."
He better had, thought Bailey. He rose stiffly. "Thank you, Dr. Liebig, for your cooperation. I may need your help again later. I hope you will keep yourself available."
"Done viewing," said Liebig,
and he and the segment of his room vanished abruptly. For the first time, Bailey found himself not minding a plane flight through open space, not minding it at all. It was almost as though he were in his own element. He wasn't even thinking of Earth or of Jesse. He had been away from Earth only a matter of weeks, yet it might as well have been years. He had been on Solaria only the better part of 3 days, and yet it seemed forever. How fast could a man adapt to nightmare? Or was it Gladia? He would be seeing her soon, not viewing her. Was that what gave him confidence, and this odd feeling of mixed apprehension and anticipation? Would she endure it, he wondered. Or would she slip away after a few moments of seeing, begging off as Quemot had done? She stood at the other end of a long room when he entered. She might almost have been an impressionistic representation of herself. She was reduced so to essentials. Her lips were faintly red, her eyebrows lightly penciled, her earlobes faintly blue, and except for that, her face was untouched. She looked pale, a little frightened, and very young. Her brown blonde hair was drawn back, and her gray blue eyes were somehow shy. Her dress was a blue so dark as to be almost black, with a thin white edging curling down each side. She wore long sleeves, white gloves, and flat-heeled shoes. Not an inch of skin showed anywhere but in her face. Even her neck was covered by a kind of unobtrusive ruching. Bailey stopped where he was.